What's up, everybody? We have Trump assassination today. We have Biden jumping out of the race. And then we have the best job in the world. Now let's get it. So man, I recently just saw best job in the world. We have poacher security. People who are guarding the rhinos and the elephants and the rare animals, man. Just tremendous. Can you imagine just retiring and just going to the safari with the AK and just protecting the animals, dude? The rarest Pokemons? Oh my god, bro. That's like, I feel like if you just, that's the best job right there. You know what you're gonna do every morning. You just guard the homies and you just are blasting, bro. It's a beautiful thing. Which reminds me though, like, why does 7-Eleven play fucking orchestra music to repel homeless people? Can you imagine having your, the music that you chose to play and like, you know, rely your life on to repel homeless people? That's fire. But like the 7-Eleven down the street just straight be bumping that and it just, it literally works. They start venturing deeper into my neighborhood and I'm like, I might have to start bumping the orchestra music, dude. But you know what? That also, I also just learned that the pirates, dude, you ever seen the homies with the one eye patches? So they use that. So when they go below deck, they switch eyes and their eyes are like dilated. So they can go below deck and above deck just by switching the eye and not fuck up their eyesight, you know what I'm saying? Which is wild, dude. So if you, one eye is always in the dark, you just become acclimated to that, which is just beautiful. So if you ever just want to switch it up and just drop an eye patch, and that's why I'm like, why wouldn't you rock shades all the time, dude? To protect your fucking eyeballs, brother. To protect those eyes. You only get one of them, two of them. But man, yeah, shout out to all the homeless people. Like, I don't get why homeless people just don't put earbuds in or some shit, or like some toilet paper. Because that's probably the lick, dude. But man, the world is in turmoil right now, dude. We have the deep state trying to assassinate Trump. There's like UFOs being seen on the scene. I never thought in my life there'd be an assassination attempt like that. It's as if, so we're living in the reality where like JFK fucking sneezed before he like grabbed, he itched his nutsack and sneezed before he got shot and all the bullets missed. And that just happened to Trump, so. When you dip, dodge, and duck a fucking bullet like that, it's just impressive, dude. So shout out to the boy. And yeah, they want you to believe, like, it's just like, you know, nothing to worry about, just one person, but it's, who knows, dude. But like I've told you in other videos, no one's gonna change your life but yourself. So don't rely on nothing. You still gotta focus on your goals and what you're doing. Because even myself, I'm like, bro, I'm still repelling homeless people with fucking orchestra music, dude. That's fucking crazy out here. And still beefing with security at my fucking, at my apartment complex, dog. Like, I walk out my house and they're asking me about break-ins and shit. And I'm like, you mean, are you fucking doing your job? Which they never are. But you know, we're trying to work on our inside voice when we're outside. Because I just start screaming at the security when they come out. I'm like, what the fuck you want from me? Why you questioning me, bitch? Go talk to someone else. But man, yeah. Shout out to the US, man. We're just a huge oil company with the military. And the reason they're trying to kill Trump is because he's trying to stop the war in Ukraine. And you know where that is. A lot of people are getting paid from that, man. when you're trying to fuck up the business, that shit doesn't go well. So if you're stopping wars, you know, that's what they don't want. We'll see, man, we'll see. And I just, another funny thing about the whole shit, like, politics are literally the Bloods and Crips for the white people and the rich people, dude. It's a gang war, dude. Why do they gotta be red and blue? So, you know, the Crips just took a fucking shot at the Bloods, that's it. And yeah, it's all about oil, man. It's all about natural resources. And I also feel like it's a genetic warfare against all the strong people in the world, bro. They're trying to get all the men away from their families, all the strong genetics. I feel like all the globalists and elite people, they want the strongest, smartest people to be dying off and shit. They don't want people protecting their families. They don't want strong men at home with the AKs on the fucking turret on top of the house. I kept telling my lady, I was like, yo, when we get breaded, we're gonna dig a moat around our fucking, around the crib. A moat with a drawbridge. And we're gonna have turrets, bro. Paintball turrets, at least, to propel. And bumping orchestra music. That's what we need. So if you're fucking strong and healthy, man, be wary about joining the military complex right now, because they're gonna put you to work. But what's different? Like, I'm in Las Vegas. We're in the heat right now. This is Middle East heat. Yeah, man. That's it, pretty much. You know, you guys have a good one. That's just JT checking in. One time for the one time. We done, son.